This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to head out to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Mike Florio, editor of ProFootballTalk.com and co-host of PFT Live on Peacock TV. We know he just finished up his TV gig, making some time for the Junks, which we do appreciate. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you, what's the landscape of For people like you? You guys got, you know, guys who are breaking news, almost getting to fisticuffs at Starbucks. I've seen you getting to spats with other guys and breaking news. What's it like?
Well, I've tried to evolve past all that. Life's too short. And, you know, I've been doing this 25 years now almost. And the job for me has evolved over the years. There was a time when we tried to get to the front of the line for whatever information that agents were going to hand to insiders 5 minutes before the announcement was made by the team. And it's just gotten to the point where, and look, I say this taking and assuming the full risk of having all of them mad at me, but I've been saying it recently. Look at the formula, the copy paste formula of these tweets. Player X signs with Team Y for Z million dollars, deal negotiated by insert name of agent. And it's so obvious that the agents, and I know how this works, the agents send out the group text message, it becomes a thumb race to Twitter, and they all put in their tweets exactly what the agents ask them to put in the tweets. And it's so funny because they all say per sources, and then they specifically go out of their way to identify the names of the agents. Well, they're the sources. And it's funny because one of the guys on our staff, Michael David Smith, we were discussing this yesterday via text, and he said, why don't they ever say that the deal was negotiated by Adam Peters? Like, you know, because the agents are the sources, and that's the way the game's played. And there's just something kind of skeevy about it to me. So we capture all of it. We post all of it. The audience doesn't care who breaks the news. They just want the news, and life is easier that way.
All right, so fill us in on what the Pittsburgh Steelers are doing. Are they waiting for Aaron Rodgers? Do they give him a time limit? Do they go back to Russell Wilson? What do they do?
I really don't think they want to sign Russell Wilson. I think they'd like to move on at this point, especially now that they've made a massive investment in DK Metcalf at receiver. You've got to have a quarterback who can help justify the $33 million per year in new money that Metcalf is getting. And that move for the Steelers, I've been following that team since I first discovered the NFL on the day of the Immaculate Reception in 1972. The Steelers have never made a move like the move they made. And that's not an exaggeration. They have never done what they did with this trade for DK Metcalf and to pay a stranger to the organization that kind of money. So they need a high-end quarterback. And I think for now, it's Rodgers. And my concern is that Rodgers has gone from being faced with the possibility that he's become irrelevant to now I'm the center of attention again, and I'm going to milk it. Like those photos on the beach, and Sims and I argued about this today. I'm convinced that those were staged, that that wasn't paparazzi, that that was staged, made to look like it was candid. and made to look like he didn't know what was happening. It's just, and it fits with the overall profile. It's all about me. And if I'm the Steelers, I don't need that all about me crap on the way in the door, because they already had a quarterback last year who kind of took the air out of the room in Russell Wilson. I don't think they want that again with Aaron Rodgers.
So where does Russ land now? We know he has meetings set up with both Cleveland and the Giants. Do you think he winds up in one of those two spots, or is there like a dark horse spot? It seems like the musical chairs are running out, at least for potential starting spots for Russ Wilson.
And here's the thing with Russell Wilson, and this isn't just about him. It's about any quarterback who's won a Super Bowl, been the highest paid player in NFL history at some point, those guys never become backups. Joe Flacco's the only one who has willingly accepted a number two or number three spot on a depth chart once the starting job's dried up. So I don't see Russell Wilson accepting a clear number two role with anyone. The Browns were a surprise because they just traded for Kenny Pickett, and remember, Pickett was the Steelers starter when Russell Wilson showed up last year. Pickett's got to wonder, what the hell do I have to do to get away from this guy? I don't know that the Browns will work for Russ. The Giants make some sense, but here's the fundamental question, and this is something else I said on PFT Live today. Someone who's in a position to make a reliable assessment on this point told me that this person believes Russ is physically shot. And, you know, he's got one tool in the bag. It's the moon ball. Moon ball left and moon ball right. And I don't know that that's enough to be a successful starting quarterback in the NFL. Now, it may just be necessity thrusts Russell Wilson and a team together. But if Giants and Browns just don't work out for whatever reason, and the money may be an issue too. This is a guy who's been making high-end money for a long time. If the money isn't there and the starting job isn't there, this could be it for Russell Wilson.
Joined by Mike Florio, editor of ProFootballTalk.com. So what do you make of Adam Peters' work so far in free agency and trades? The big free agent splash is Javon Kinlaw. He got $30 million guaranteed to help shore up the run defense. And obviously the big, huge addition of Laremy Tunsil via trade from the Texans. Were you surprised that Tunsil was on the move?
Yeah, I was surprised, but I mean, bigger picture, the Texans are doing whatever they have to do to close the gap between themselves and the elite teams in the AFC. And I think free agency is about trying to close gaps. And what the gap is depends upon where you are. And the Texans are kind of knocking on the door of the high level of the AFC. Two straight years they win the division, two straight years they win a playoff game at home, losing the divisional round to a much not much better team, but a better team in the Ravens in 23 and the Chiefs in 24. And they're trying to get over that hump. Their offense regressed last year. They fired coordinator Bobby Slowick, and now two starting offensive linemen and one guy who was a starter until he got injured and came back as a backup. Three guys gone now from that offensive line. And Tunsil was a surprise. He was penalized more than any other offensive lineman last year. And you could argue that he's starting toward the downside of the career. Like I would say buyer beware on Tunsil, because if the Texans don't view him as part of the solution, that means he's been part of the problem. So that's why I would have concern about it. But from the Commander's perspective, they're trying to close the gap with the Eagles, and this takes an area of need and it addresses it. So I guess it's possible it's a win-win, but man, the Texans, as they try to kind of go for the brass ring, their willingness to give up Tunsil, to me, is a little bit of a red flag that needs to be fully explored before you say this guy is the guy that we need.
Well, what's the latest, and what is your best guess as the latest of sort of what's going on with Trey Hendrickson?
Well, I think what happened last week, and the timeline and common sense make this, I think, even more logical. Max Crosby did his deal with the Raiders on Wednesday. By Thursday, the Bengals had given Hendrickson permission to seek a trade. I think the Bengals have a number that they believe is fair. Now, whether they're right or wrong is a different issue. Hendrickson's due to make 16 this year. I think the Bengals are right around 28, and Hendrickson wants more than that. And by allowing him to shop himself around in trade to talk to other teams about what they would pay as part of a trade, I think the Bengals are hoping he comes to the conclusion that their offer is pretty good and he should take it. So, you know, it's a gutsy move because there's a chance it blows up in your face and somebody comes in and blows away what the Bengals are willing to to give, and Hendrickson's gone, and then they got another problem with Joe Burrow. But I think the Bengals are banking on the fact that there isn't a team out there that's willing to offer significantly more for a guy who's 30. That's the big difference. Because, yeah, Hendrickson's got more sacks in 2 years than Max Crosby's had the last three. But Crosby's 27 and Hendrickson's 30, and that matters as well in this effort to put a proper value on the player.
What do you think of the Debo move?
I'm concerned that you know, the wear and tear has gotten to the point where he's not going to be able to do the things we've seen in the past. Now, I think if you're trying to turn the clock back, it's more realistic to turn it back to 2023 than 2021. I don't think it's ever going back to 2021. Maybe it goes back to 2023, and maybe he ends up being the complement that the team needs to Terry McLaurin. But, you know, it's a calculated risk. The fact that Adam Peters was there in that building and in that front office, it shows that he's got faith in Debo. He's seen the things he can do, and there's a belief, you know, for the fifth round pick and a relatively low investment as the market goes. And that's the difference between Debo and DK Metcalf. When DK Metcalf became available and he was due to make $18 million this year, it was obvious from the get-go he wants a new contract. There's been no suggestion of Debo wanting a new contract. He understands, I think, that he hasn't lived up to the deal that he got, and he's going to have to prove himself if he wants to cash in again. So for a fifth-round pick and the financial investment, I've seen different numbers, but I believe it's $17.55 million. You put those two together, and it's worth it as you try to close the gap with the Eagles. You got to be willing to make a couple of big swings, and clearly they've done it with Tunsil and Samuel because they're trying to get back to the NFC Championship against a team like the Eagles and have a better outcome than what we saw when they got together a couple of months ago.
Talking to Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com. So Commanders trying to get better, but also it seems like, and I want to hear your take, that the Eagles are coming back a little bit because, you know, they've lost several contributors, particularly on that defense, whether it's Josh Sweat or Milton Williams, Darius Slay, you can go down the list. What's your opinion of where the Eagles stand right now?
Well, the Eagles are and were the most talented team in the NFL, and this is a team where when you look at how they built and maintained the team over the years, there's a high degree of confidence that they'll load somebody else into those spots. They've got guys ready to go, or they'll find guys in the draft or wherever. Look, last year they end up with Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, their first two picks in the draft, and those guys make it a lot easier to say, we're not going to pay Darius Slay, a 34-year-old cornerback, what he's due to make this year. We're going to move on. So it hurts to lose Williams and Sweat. And one of the reasons it hurts is because both of those guys had big games in the biggest moment of the year. And that tends to cause guys to get more money on the open market than maybe they otherwise would. Remember Larry Brown, the Cowboys corner, he had a couple of interceptions in Super Bowl 30, and he cashed in with the Raiders, and it never panned out. And then the defensive back for the Buccaneers, Dexter Jackson, he was the MVP. He cashes in somewhere else, and it never really pans out. There's a chance that for Sweat and for Williams, it's not going to pan out. And the Eagles kind of realize you can't keep everyone. You want to keep as many as you can, but you just can't keep everyone. And you got to trust your process that you're going to find guys who can step in. And that offensive line is so good, and Saquon Barkley is still there, and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and the defense, even without Williams and Sweat, I mean, Jalen Carter is a one-man wrecking crew. The Eagles likely are not going anywhere unless they have a rash of injuries in 2025.
Mike, just about a year ago, the Falcons handed Kirk Cousins a $180 million four-year deal that included $100 million guaranteed. And by the end of the season, they had tossed the keys to Michael Penix Jr. What do the Falcons do with Kirk Cousins, and what are the financial ramifications of keeping him on the roster?
Well, the Falcons seem to be committed to the idea that they'll pay him $27.5 million this year to be the backup. They've already given him $62.5 million. The way that deal was structured, $62.5 million in hand, cash in hand in the bank for Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
$27.5 is a reasonable amount for a veteran quarterback for this year. That's what they owe him fully guaranteed. That's what he's on the books for this year. This $10 million that you'll hear about from time to time, there's a misconception as to what the $10 million is. It's a roster bonus due in 2026 that goes from guaranteed for injury to fully guaranteed on March 16. That's all it is. They don't owe him that money now, and the chances are they'll never owe him that money, because if they cut him after this season and he's got the $10 million guaranteed roster bonus, He goes somewhere else. You think he's going to play for less than $10 million next year with another team? You think somebody's going to pay Kirk Cousins the minimum and he'll say, oh, I'll stick it to the Falcons for the balance between this and $10 million? He's going to want more than $10 million next year if he plays. So I don't know that the Falcons should even worry about that $10 million. The question is, do we want to pay Kirk Cousins $27.5 million this year, Michael Penix the second year of his slotted rookie wage scale contract, which isn't all that much? It's like $30 million total for your two quarterbacks, and you've got the ultimate insurance policy against Penix getting injured. At first, we thought they were bluffing. I think the bluff is real. I think they want to keep Cousins as the backup because they look at the $27.5 million and they say, you know, you slap them two together and this is not a bad quarterback investment and we're covered in the event that our starter gets injured.
Mike, can you give us the best free agent signing you've seen and the worst? Mm. One you just looked at, you're like, I can't believe this team gave that guy that amount of money.
Yeah, you know, it's all been happening so fast and furious. I'd hate to just grab a name and say, oh, that one's bad, that one's good, because you never really do know. And there's been so many of them. I know I'm copping out, but I haven't really sat down and thought about it because for now, the fruit's falling out of the trees and we're just trying to scoop up as much of it as we can. The thing that stunned me the absolute most. Now, obviously, yeah. The Patriots are spending like drunken sailors going down on a sinking ship.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. And I think the subtext there is, see how bad the roster was that Bill Belichick left? We had to go out and buy all these guys to clear out the crap that he compiled in the later stages of his career. That DK Metcalf move, though, I cannot overemphasize how stunning and jarring it is for the Steelers to do something like this. And it really does make me wonder, are they one more year of not winning in the playoffs away from doing the thing they never do, which is fire their coach?
Mm.
Ooh, that would be a huge move. All right, Mike, thanks for the time, man. We really do appreciate it. It's Mike Florio, editor of ProFootballTalk.com and co-host of PFT Live on Peacock TV. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Yep, that was Mike Florio. Coming up next, we will get into EB's entertainment page. We'll do that next here.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the fam. Bickle's Entertainment page. It's sponsored.
It is.
He's stealing my read sheet.
Driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. I'm going to have to make an appointment next week to be there.
Good.
Got to hold us just standard service appointment. Keeps flashing on my thing. I need to take care of it. All right, lot to talk about here. First of all, sad story. It is on TMZ, but I saw this yesterday on just on the Twitters, the Twitterverse on X, that Big O passed away, unfortunately. Remember him? Oliver Miller.
Oh, I thought you meant Oscar Zabaios.
Oh, yeah,
my neighbor, Oscar Santana.
No, the... Okay, you're right.
I mean, that's the big O
that's relevant to us. Okay.
Oliver Miller passed? Wow.
Oliver Miller, 54. He had cancer, apparently.
I'm confused. Honestly, I've forgotten. He's not the big fatty that went to jail, right?
No. That's,
who am I thinking
big
of?
Big Baby Davis.
Oh, Big Baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oliver Miller, big fatty, played for Arkansas.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think won a national title back in the day.
That run, yeah. And I think he was on, because the Raptors tweeted about his passing, and that he was on like the first Raptors team. The inaugural Raptors team. I think he had 10 or 11 year NBA career. Just sad story, 54 years old. For those of us, that's right, our wheelhouse. That's our generation. And, you know, he was always kind of an overweight guy. So, but I guess they announced just recently, in the last couple of years, that he had been battling cancer.
I may have a piece of Oliver Miller memorabilia, because way back at the genesis of the Junks, when we were doing cable TV, we would reach out to teams, be like, hey, help us. Give us something to help us dress up our awful set. We have no budget, blah, blah, blah. Certain teams would respond. Certain teams would tell you to go kick rocks. Mm-hmm. But the Raptors, I believe, gave a signed pennant by everybody from their inaugural team.
Oh, including
Oliver Miller.
So I probably have an
Oliver Miller signed pennant, which is worth absolutely nothing.
Speaking of memorabilia, OJ's estate goes online for auction. Oh. Okay, and you can get some of his memorabilia if you want. Now, this is just the auction. Who knows if they'll ever make the bids? And, of course, these are just the starting bids. But you can get a photo of OJ and former President Bill Clinton starting at $100. A little autograph from Bill.
Do you get OJ and Slick Willie signature or just OJ?
Looks like just Slick Willie. Yeah,
it's just Bill Clinton.
Just Bill, yeah. Okay. There's a Heisman USC poster signed by the Juice going for $100. For $2,500, you can own
Juice!
Robert Kardashian's signed and inscribed Bible, which was given to OJ.
Who would want that?
As a token of friendship and support. I don't know, baby. You know what? We should hit up
there's a market for everything.
We should hit up Darren Revelle.
If I get a signed Bible, it better be signed by JC.
Yeah.
Like, it better be signed by the big dog.
What if Abraham signed it? Moses.
You know, I need.
You,
know
you only want
I need,
one guy's
I need the
signature?
Top dog signature.
You guys will think
he's
I'm,
the top dog, but I mean.
You guys
I
mean, will think
Tiger Sashimi.
I don't need
if,
an apostle
if Mary
signature.
Signed it, you interest?
John the Baptist, sorry, get out of here. I don't know a lot about the Bible. I'll be honest. Anytime it comes up on Jeopardy, I have a blank fog of war stare.
Yeah.
Like, books from the Bible? I'm sure I'm going to know that.
You still on that Jeopardy hustle every night?
Sometimes. Wow. Now we've kind of dumbed it down. Sometimes we go to the Pop Culture Jeopardy hosted by Colin Jost.
Where is that one?
That's on, I think it's on Hulu. Valdez is shaking his head.
It's embarrassing.
He's just very upset at me. I'm not saying every time, but if I want to feel a little bit smarter, I'll pop down. I'll dumb it down to Pop Culture Jeopardy.
That would be more my speed.
Sorry, Valdez. I hate to disappoint you over there. But
yeah, but then if a category was movies, you'd know nothing.
for most of them. The problem is my brain fires so poorly now. There's so much. It's so weird. I can't word find. I can't celebrities that I know. I would just sit there with a blank stare for 10 minutes before it popped in my brain.
Right.
Eventually,
you'd be so slow on the buzzer.
Eventually, it would come
in. But the great thing about pop culture Jeopardy is it's team oriented. It's not just you. You have two other people helping you.
Right. Right.
Valdez, come on. Don't be such a purist. Don't be such a Jeopardy snob.
I mean,
over
it
there.
Sounds like they're televising a bar trivia night.
That's kind of what it is. It's kind of along those lines.
By the way, you could get OJ's piano for $2,500.
That sounds like a bargain.
I'm telling you, that sounds like a good deal. I might be interested.
You want OJ's piano?
Is it a grand piano? Or is it just like one of those numbers up against
the first I'm hearing about his estate auction.
Right, I need to find out.
I'm sure I know if it's a Steinway silly. No, I have no idea.
It's a Yamaha. I know that. I think they make reputable pianos.
By the way, are piano stores still a thing? I know for a while on like Route 1 heading to College Park, there's a big-ass piano store on the right.
Or whatever, yeah.
Is that still there?
That thing's been there forever. It has
that
to
has
be.
To be like
definitely
a,
still
that's
piano
That's
got to
be like a mob front, right? Or like a terrorist front. There's no way that
people do buy pianos, Cakes.
Yeah, but how many can
I
you
guess,
sell?
But yeah, I mean, how, it just seems like...
Well, there probably aren't that many stores. So it's the place to get them.
Yeah, I don't know.
In one of the plazas, there's a violin store.
Hold on. All they sell is violins?
I've never walked in.
There's no chance. They just sell
violins. I'm sure that they do lessons.
Store. There's one in Silver Spring.
Hold on. All they sell is violins?
They specialize
and violas
in
cellos?
And stringed instruments like that, yeah. And it's a bunch of musical nerds in there, yeah.
Okay. We received our cello. We haven't started practices. The first practice was supposed to be this week, and the teacher was sick. And
okay.
Yeah, they sent an email.
You know what the teacher is sick of? Teaching little kids how to play cello. That's what the teacher said.
Brad, what were you going to say?
I'm pretty sure you can get a piano for free at any time, anywhere.
You know what?
When you just go to one of those.
We got ours. We have a piano. Yeah. It hasn't been tuned in years because nobody plays it anymore. We got ours from like a Montgomery County Schools auction. They just wanted to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. People are desperate to get rid of pianos because their parents all had one and they're passing away and they're stuck in the house.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to move it.
We got one from an estate sale, but it was like across the street. But I think I paid it was a bargain, $200.
If you want John Auville's piano, you can have it. Now you need
it's
to get
just
it
one
tuned.
Of those like, it's just like one that up against the wall, right? It's
100%.
Not a big silly.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like
it's not a baby grand.
It's not one that Liberace used to play.
Okay. No, we have reference. My mother has a baby grand.
How about Billy Joel?
Billy Joel,
John Legend.
Elton John. I went Liberace. Okay, that's just what I chose to do.
I did that the other day too. I made an old reference. I can't remember. It was like a Jim Palmer reference or something. It was like, oh my god.
This is where we are in our lives.
Yeah,
we're making old references.
So Ben Affleck has been in the news. There was a viral video of him when he was at one of these sneaker shows. This is another theme that comes up on my reel for whatever reason. I get a ton of these guys selling sneakers and buying sneakers from kids and con artists.
You have a shoe obsession. It makes sense.
I guess. But I don't like to spend money to buy fancy stuff. I buy shoes for $100, $150, whatever. Ben Affleck and his kid were looking at shoes. I guess they were some weird, what are they called? The Dior, I guess Christian Dior Air Jordan sneakers. That were $6,000 for the pair.
Sounds like a lot.
Now it's Ben Affleck. He's probably worth a couple hundred million.
Yeah.
It's not and he's going viral because viral cakes. Because he said that's going to be an awful lot of lawns for you to mow to get those kicks.
Sure, his kid even knows what a lawnmower looks like.
Right. I mean, and please. So people are praising him. But I will say this because apparently he so-called passed on the shoes for his kid.
Yeah.
I remember. In another video, seeing him walking out with his fistful of shoes.
Okay.
So he bought somebody some shoes. I know he's a shoe guy, but he bought some shoes, and I'm pretty sure he bought some for his kid.
They could have been $100 or $200.
It could have. You don't know. Definitely true. He could have bought some bricks. That's what they call them. You know what bricks are?
I've never heard of that phrase in my life.
All right. A brick is a shoe that just sits in the store forever and they can't sell it.
Maypops. Nobody wants it.
Well, it's not that they're Maypops. It's just that they made so many the Panda Dunks or something. Or, something that's just they made too many of them.
They're
called bricks.
I'm not in that game. I'm not in that world at all.
I know the verbiage.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah. So, I don't know. He could have done that. But he did. I know this for a fact. He walked out of there with a fistful of shoes.
You know what I like better than bricks?
Yeah.
Free Brooks when they show up on my doorstep. Those are much better.
It's so funny
that
you mentioned
that. From our friend
Chris Farley. I'm gonna mention that again.
Brooks greater than
bricks.
Bricks.
So Farley reached out to me a couple months ago, and he said, just, you know, pick some shoes. I go, you know, you've been so nice to me. I don't need any shoes. I'm good. God bless you. You're so nice. He goes, pick some out for the girls. And so, and he said Hokas, because he gets a certain number of Hokas. So I went to the girls, and they kind of looked, and then I just let it drop. And now 4 months later, this was around Christmas time, right? So 3 months later, my girls are like, hey, when are the Hokas coming? I go, I dropped the ball. I never really followed through on it. Should I now? They're like, reach out again.
Right. He'll hook you.
I know he would, but it's kind of embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, but you've gotten past embarrassment a long time ago.
True, that's also
true. So you just reach out to Chris and you're good.
That's also true. Wow, I'm just seeing this. I don't know why I didn't see this before when I was perusing the stories that you gave me here, Valdez. Harry Potter actress joins OnlyFans to pay off debt.
Ooh.
Now, this is not Jessica Cave, who played Rupert Grint's character, Ron Weasley's girlfriend in the popular franchise, confessed she's joined OnlyFans to pay off her debt. Does that name ring a bell to you?
Nope.
Cakes?
Does not.
I didn't consume any of the Harry Potter movies.
I know who Daniel Radcliffe is. I know who the...
She's 37.
I know who the lead actress is. Her name is, what is it, Emma...
Watson?
Emma Watson. I know her. Well, she's rich. No chance. She's on OnlyFans. But I guess somebody further down the cast that didn't get paid as well, I guess they might have to turn to OnlyFans and make some cash.
Hey, that's a great marketing ploy if you're going to join OnlyFans.
Is what?
It's like cosplaying.
You appeal to all the Harry Potter
nerds.
Yes,
all the Harry Potter nerds.
Yeah.
Well, she says, I don't know. You know me. I know. I couldn't know less about Harry Potter. I know. I don't know one thing.
EB, are you House Slytherin? Are you Dumbledore? Like, what house are you?
He's House of Bickle.
Never heard of any of that.
There are a bunch of houses there.
This girl that was an actress in it that's on OnlyFans, is this part of Harry Potter lore? She says this, her page is going to be, it'll focus on slutty Mormon behavior. Does she play a slutty Mormon?
I don't think that's part of the storyline.
That's not part of Harry Potter.
She's botching it.
EB, okay. Here are your four houses from Harry Potter.
Hold on, I want you to do that. See, she says it's geared towards people who have an interest or fetish with hair. So if you've got like I guess she's got long hair. So does that have anything to do with Harry Potter?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering any tie-in at
not
all.
Not sure
here.
If there are hair fetishes when it comes to Harry Potter.
Okay, go ahead.
Hair E. Potter. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
The four houses of Hogwarts, where all the young wizards like Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Saar.
Hogwarts,
yes.
Anybody ever propose that as a name for the skins at one point?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Your four different houses are Gryffindor. And the traits for Gryffindor are chivalry, courage, and daring. Uh-huh. Slytherin, ambition, resourcefulness, cunning, and leadership. House Ravenclaw, wisdom, intellect, and learning. And Hufflepuff. That name just makes me laugh. Loyalty, dedication, patience, fairness, and hard work.
Harry Potter is the lady that wrote all those, right?
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling, yeah. Harry Potter's the main character.
But shouldn't she embrace like the wizard theme?
Yes, 100%.
Was she a wizard?
I don't know.
She's a relatively small character. She was a girlfriend. She's just some girl, I think, in one of the schools.
But didn't have any superpowers or anything.
Look, she should not be on OnlyFans.
Why? She's not the most attractive.
She's not very attractive. It'd be hard to get sized.
Yeah. She's going to have
a lot of unattractive.
I'm not even saying like her style. She's like she's. You'd have to see it.
Hey, EB, just
look at her TikTok.
She probably should lean into the Harry Potter stuff.
I didn't want to take a shot at her like you. I'm not as mean as you today.
No,
you're right.
Well, you said a girl, a golfer's girlfriend who was very pretty was a four a week ago on the show.
I know.
You're not above anything.
I said today.
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 No, I'm just saying that this whole gimmick thing of like leaning into hair, like she doesn't style her hair. Like her hair is. Looks like she woke up out of bed.
Easy.
Who's the girlfriends of the Oh, yeah. It wasn't Henley, was it? Oh, no, no. It was the guy that won the first time. Oh, yeah, he's dumping her. That was like 2 weeks ago. Remember the guy that won? Jason and I were talking about it, how he had been on the Corn Ferry Tour like 10 years ago. You remember that?
Lefty?
That barely.
The lefty? With the
no,
bucket
I'm
hat?
Luckily, I don't remember.
Is it like
it.
Montgomery or something? Jeff, I don't know.
Hey, EB, just so you know, going forward, if you want to talk about somebody who doesn't show any magical ability, those people are called muggles.
I'm a muggle.
You're a muggle. We're all muggles. We have no magical ability whatsoever. No.
So I'm being honest here. I know that this tilts people, but people have special powers in Harry Potter.
Like, yeah, they're wizards. So they possess special powers.
So
they go to Hogwarts to hone their skills.
That's an academy.
So like, what is a? I honestly don't know.
I know you don't.
What does a wizard do? Like, what kind of wizard?
They cast spells.
They cast spells on people.
Yeah, they possess magical abilities.
Okay, so like a voodoo doll.
I mean, I don't know.
That's casting a spell. Is it always
something
is it always
lines,
a negative
sure.
spell? Or can you cast
no, it can
a
be
positive spell?
It can be positive.
Can you make, like, Valdez, the world's strongest man?
Sure.
Do they do that?
Yeah, I can make Mike
they
Martin.
Do positive
can, they, can they make? Can they cure Eric's golf game?
They could probably do that. They could probably give Mike Marr some sort of cloak of invisibility if they wanted to.
Right.
Who knows? The possibilities are endless.
They give Drabby hair.
Too easy.
I would sign up for that,
too. You knew it was coming, right, Drab? You're sitting there going,
Drab,
I know.
I'm with you. We could, if somebody wants to wave a magic wand and regrow our hair, we're in.
Stay tuned. Maybe I'll have an update for you down the line.
Oh, very really? Good. I like that.
Are you still in the need with the car?
I'll have an update for you, hopefully soon.
What about the car?
You have a trip on deck.
Have a car?
Car update too?
No, but I'd love to have a car update.
Well, who
right. am?
Do you have a trip on deck like to Turkey that we should?
No.
No?
You've been
no.
working with somebody, though? Behind the scenes a little bit,
I'm in demand.
Turkey.
We'll
you're,
see.
You know, no. you're...
A little teaser for you.
That's good. That's a good thing. Always good
so
to be
gonna go
in
from,
demand.
You're going to go from all to nothing. I'm like from nothing to everything.
Rags to riches. Drabs to riches. I love it.
It won't be overnight, though.
No, it won't be overnight.
Yeah,
it's going to be like the Adam Peters rebuilding the roster. It's going to take a little time.
You'll see.
Okay. I like that tease. Speaking of teases, when we come back, you're not going to believe why an infamous killer, yes, a killer, got the beatdown in prison. We'll tell you why next. Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
I want to give a quick shout out to my daughter's boyfriend. He's a great kid. Cooper Nord. He made honorable mention, all Ivy.
Very good.
He was second in the Ivy League, a 3-point field goal percentage, shooting 43% from threes. The kid could stroke it, Cakes. He made all academic Ivy.
Nice.
So the postseason award honors are going around for kids. And for those that are kind of keeping track, I know some people on my Twitter reach out whenever Cornell's playing. They play, I believe, tomorrow in the Ivy against Dartmouth. So if you win the Ivy, obviously you get a bid. And it's not going to be a two-bid lead.
No, it's a one-bidder.
So, even though Cornell led the conference in scoring and they had a bunch of guys made first and second team, honorable mention, whatever, I think Yale is the favorite.
Very good. All right, if you want to text us throughout the show, you can do that. The Junks text line is presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. So I brought up the fact that an infamous killer got a beatdown while he was in prison. And here's why he took the beatdown. He was playing pickleball in prison, and his opponent, I guess...
You didn't say who it is.
Scott Peterson. Okay, he's on death row for murdering his wife back in, I think it was the early 2000s. Lacey Peterson was a national story. Mm-hmm. She went missing on Christmas Eve 2002. So he's pickling in prison with another inmate. So Peterson, I guess, hits the ball directly at the other inmate, and the other inmate got pissed, didn't like it, gave him the beatdown. Now, he only suffered minor injuries, He's not like on life support or
but
anything.
But a pickleball spat broke out in the prison yard.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I mean, you can't be shocked.
I mean, you can't be shocked.
Has prison gotten that soft that they have pickleball? My vision of prison, if you're going to have guys out in the yard.
It's hard.
It's those old school weight benches that look terrible.
Like the sort of weights you had back when you were like in high school.
Yes, even worse.
In your garage.
Just the barbells and just. And like a terrible basketball hoop. And
their
that's
basketball
it.
Hoop should have no net on it. It should only be the rim.
Right.
Okay. It should be surrounded by barbed wire.
Now they have pickleball?
Now, I will be pissed if.
What are we doing to our prisoners?
If Scott Peterson and this other inmate had a pickleball paddle that was worth more than $25, I want to call a congressional investigation.
If they have a silly Yola.
Like, they can't have silly Yola.
They can't have silly Yola paddles.
No.
I would be pissed.
No, they have like junkies wooden
they
paddles.
They better have like. You can buy two for $40 on Amazon type of paddles.
No, they have the ones at TJ Maxx Ross.
Good.
Or
they better have low rent
$10
Nubs
each paddle.
Paddles.
Yeah, they don't have elite paddles with like lead tape and everything.
Yeah, they better not have like carbon faced paddles where you can actually like hit the ball with some touch.
Right.
That would piss me off. Can't have that.
Would you rather have the freedom to play pickleball, maybe even a little tennis, basketball, or conjugal visits?
I think I'd rather.
How often are you getting the conjugal visits? I know you're fascinated.
I mean, you're
I'd rather be able to play pickle.
I mean, I'm not that fascinated by them.
I'd rather pickle because I can be by myself.
One of
them, I'm saying.
One of them, well, maybe not. You might have a prison roommate.
If I have a roommate, he's just going to have to deal with me being by myself.
Oh, my God.
I know it's a horrible thought, but.
I'm taking the conjugal visits every time. Now, I don't know who would visit me. But, yeah, I'm
By
taking
the
conjugal visits.
The other inmate, kind of a wimp because, I'm sorry, Scott Peterson, just using basic pickleball strategy, you're allowed to hit the ball at your opponent. And if you hit your opponent with the ball,
you're taking it too seriously.
You win the point.
It wasn't – he probably didn't.
His opponent's a little bit of a hothouse orchid, in my opinion, a little soft.
Well, it depends. If he kicked the ball at him on purpose.
No, not kicked the ball. He's hitting the ball at him
on purpose.
That's
what you said you would do. But isn't in this instance he kicked the ball at
him? No. He was hitting the ball directly at Scott Peterson. Oh, no. Peterson was hitting it directly at him.
And that's when the guy got pissed.
He got pissed. Oh. He didn't like the ball like hitting him in the head or wherever it hit him.
Okay. I misheard the story there.
Basic pickleball strategy.
I thought
strategy.
It was after the point and he just threw the ball.
It was Peterson blasting the ball at the other guy. The other guy took exception to it, and then they're brawling. They're pickle brawling.
You play a lot. Have you ever been into even the most minor of spats with anybody
playing
pickleball
tennis
or tennis?
Of course not, because first of all,
I remember when we were in high school, you used to get bitter at some kids that were notorious for cheating.
Well, I mean, we had a few people that were at Pointer Ridge Swim and Racquet Club who were notorious cheaters. I won't name these people. Even though the statute of limitations have run out.
You can't name them.
They just would call balls that are clearly in, out, and it would tilt you. It would tilt 15-year-old flakes.
You know, my wife plays all that club tennis stuff. And
yeah.
That still happens. It still happens in adults.
You know, I can vouch it. It still happens.
It still happens. People, like, if it's close, they call it out.
But
I always give the benefit of the doubt.
Now, 15-year-old flakes it would tilt me beyond belief. 54-year-old flakes, if it happens, and it may have happened a few times in the last couple of years, I just say to myself,
what do you do?
I'm playing goofy low-level country club weekend tennis, and I don't get pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a grown-up.
My wife tells me. They have these matches, you know, and these women get, you know, they get pissed, they have pride, you know, they have egos. And
yeah,
that,
sure.
And they cheat. I mean, not all, but I mean, there's cheating that goes on.
I mean, it's like, again, You're supposed to be playing at this point in your life. You're playing for fun and for exercise, and I guess there's still
like
some
else.
Element of competition there. But if you're calling borderline balls that are in out at your local,
there's a lot
club,
of gamesmanship.
It's
old ladies.
It's just not great. It's not a great look.
There's always people
you don't
like
want to have that rep.
I mean, I played basketball with a crew for 6 or 7 years, 3 times a week, and there was one guy that would call fouls constantly, and maybe half the time they were fouls, but. It was like he was, you know, bigger dude.
Does he not?
He would take it inside, and he was calling ball all the time.
Does he not
know what he's doing?
Does he not understand the code of playing pickup basketball? Like, only when you get really, really hacked are you calling a foul. Like the most extreme, like egregious fouls get called. can't call a ticky tack little slap on the hand foul.
You know where they cheat the most is golf. I mean, notorious. Sure. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. I was playing with a guy. I'm not going to say where, when, or anything like that. He just, I don't even play for money because the game's so hard for me. I don't even want to add that pressure.
That stress.
I just play and, you know, I encourage you, whatever.
Right.
Great job.
Competition with yourself.
Other people will play for money, but I just play. Nobody was playing for money. The guy looks around when no one's looking and he just drops a ball like he was trying to be slick, like he was clean. He just like.
Yeah, golf, there's cheaters
like,
all the time.
Hold on,
he dropped the ball like, oh, I just found my
like,
ball.
Like, I just found my ball. Like, I watched the whole thing.
I play with
comical.
Yeah. I play with a friend of mine maybe
once or
twice a year. And we'll play a hole. We're about the same level. And I'll say, what'd you get on that hole? And I go, he'll start pointing. And go, yeah. Five. Yeah. Like, no, you're in the woods.
Nah, of course not. People just love to cheat. They just love to try to get over on you wherever they can.
Sure, you shot a five.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the correct score you're putting on your card. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.